Today's shir is Hilchos Tzitzis Chaf Gimel. We're starting with Aleph Muta Likanes Bebeis HaKavoros Vehu Lovash Tzitzis. One's allowed to enter into a Beis HaKavoros, into a cemetery, when you're wearing your tzitzis. We'll see why, what was the Hav meaning, why a person might have thought they would not be allowed to do so. Vehu Shlo Yehei Nigra Al HaKavoros. It has to be that the tzitzis are not dragging literally over the graves. Ava Imhu Nigra al hakavaros, if it's going to be dragging over the actual graves themselves, also shum loeg larash. It'd be prohibited to do so because it's based upon the post that's like mocking the poor one, meaning the poor one who can no longer do mitzvahs, it's mocking them, as we'll see the Mishnah Berurah speaks out. When do we say this applies? This applies when you were putting on the tzitzis you're wearing themselves. Ava anu, the only reason we're wearing a four-corner garment is because we want to do the mitzvah. In that case, oser. It's not even they're not dragging on the ground. It's still not allowed. That's when they are exposed and you can see them. If they're covered up, in that case, mutter, one could wear their tzitzis in the cemetery. So it says the Mishnah Berurah now in Aleph, Loeg L'Rash. This is considered to be mocking the dead. Shenire kimecharif. You're mocking them. She'enim yechon l'kayim es hamitzos, because they are no longer able to perform the mitzos. And if they would have the opportunity, they would want to do that stuff. Where you're like, it's like teasing them, so to speak, that you're doing them. And then the mechaber wrote, this is applies b'med v'mur when they're doing it letzorach atz, when you're wearing on the beged itself. Shai'az minhag bigdehem asuyim b'nei arba kanfos. The regular clothing that used to be back in the day was to wear a beged. That's not, our normal clothing does not have four corners. That's why we go out of our way to purchase a talis cotton in order to get into the mitzvah. But that would not apply in that case. Then he said they are covered. Heim mechusim the covered kigon shemachbi es hatzitzis shahatalas gadol tachas kanfeksu. So you tuck it in by the corners. Me high time for this reason. Gam betalas cotton shelov shotachas lumadav ein bo mishum loy grash. And then the talas cotton that's hidden, that's not a problem. Came to mechusik, it's covered anyway. The imlo shahulich bli lavusha el, unless you're going without a garment covering that. Nanki's gam bezet bohem osir ad sheikh abeim beknofos. That also be prohibited unless you're covering it. It was like you wear the, or oh, if you're wearing it over your shirt. Prima godem ashvedish lahachmi betalis godel af mechuse kevan shehu miyuchad tefila. So he brings in the prima godem that even a talis godel, even if you are going to cover and fold over the end, so to speak, so you can't necessarily see the tzitzis, that would still be a problem because it's a garment that's designated for davening. Achem beis Yosef lo mashmakin. Beis Yosef does not say like this. Vegam bederek chaim stam kosev demechusim mutar. As long as you're covering it, would be fine. Okay, beis. Yesh nogim likshor shnei tzitzios shebishnei kenafayim ze im ze kishnich nasa lebeis hakavaros. Some have a minhag of tying together the tzitzis in the front when they're going into the cemetery. However, miman of shach, this doesn't make any sense. V'lo hoyil klum b'takon osom. This doesn't achieve anything by doing it, as the Mishnah explained why it doesn't help out. In tzivkat dad b'takon osom, da'af al pi shekoshim ze im ze, even though you're still tying the two of them together, lo nisbatal mitzvah tzitzis. By tying them together, they didn't take off the mitzvah of tzitzis, right? All they said, it doesn't change anything. Daha lav kesher shel kayamahu. It's not a permanent knot. It's not only so halachi, you're still wearing tzitzis. V'dayte lahatir es hakesher miyah, but say some basic avaros. I'm going to untie it as soon as I get out of here. So therefore, that's certainly not considered to be mevatlit. Chayin kosa besim yud sif gimel v'od lefi datam shesovrim shenizbatlu hatzitzis. And then, let's say you do subscribe to the opinion that does take off the mitzvah tzitzis by tying them together, because she wasn't, but in that case, lotion beggably tzitzis. Now I'm wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis on it. So mimano shach, it doesn't work anything. It doesn't really take off the shame tzitzis, and im tim slomi, you would say it takes off, now it's a problem because you are wearing a four-corner garment. Good. Gimel. Hanichnas toch arba amos shalmeis o shalkever. If one's walking within four Amos, 7 feet 3 inches of a mace or of the grave, dino kinichnas the base of kavars. That's the same status as if one's going into a cemetery. In a place where the meaning is they take off the tzitzis of the mace in before they're buried. Seim hakatafim loivshim tzitzis ikalamechash b'hu mishum loy grash. So if you're wearing it on the ones who are literally escorting it. That's what it means here. The ones who are escorting, like the pallbearers is the English word for that. Then that would also be a problem of loeg l'rash. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Hay, shel kever v'afilu bekever shel katan yesh lahachmir mishum loeg l'rash. That even if you were, Rachman Al-Tzan is a child who's below the age of bar mitzvah, we still take off the tzitzis. You say, what do you mean? He's not the mitzvah. He's not a gadol. So it explains a fascinating idea. He brings here, says Mishnah Berurah, Deshem Nishmas Adam Gadolhu. Maybe this child who passed away early is a reincarnation of a very great person. Ababa Kever Isha, but in the grave before a woman, in this case, since a woman herself was never obligated, then she would not be obligated. In the Dishu 3 brings a fascinating thing, that maybe this is not exactly, there's a quote of a quote. If you look in the actual sources, he brings in number 3, Makor Devarav Hu Prima Godim, V'Shem Eli Rab, V'Shem Divrei Maharit, Solahon Shematir. He says you are allowed to. V'Shon Halacha Yiskasu V'Shem Aviv, Shaprima Godim Ro Es Divrei HaMaharit, Solon, Kifi Shehuva Be'Eli Rahu. He only saw what he was brought in the Eli Rahu, but Achim Maharit Tzahalon Atzom, but he himself, Mevor Shemasik Lahachmir. So the one should take off, remove the tzitzis from the grave of a woman. So it's a quote of a quote, but perhaps we could question whether that necessarily would apply. And he says that one should be Machmir even within the grave of a woman. Okay. Vav. Mishnah says, "Dina kinichna is the basic of us. I am the kamasim and mem hey." But Mishnah Berurah came into Hashem. We get there. We'll explain what the differences are in halacha. In the Dirshu 4, it says, "Sham kosev v'chalik b'din zed." The difference, the distinction, is as follows: Be misha nimsa b'techilas beisa kvaros. Right, you're at the entryway into the cemetery. In that case, osarak b'toch arba amos shomeis. Then it's only prohibited if you're in dalad amos. Be misha nimsa b'toch beisa kvaros. If you're in the middle of it, surrounded, then in that case, osar af b'yoser me arba amos. It's osar in any case. In all cases. Okay, fine. Zion in the Mishnah Berurah, b'makam she'nohagin, v'achronim hiskimu da'afilu b'makam she'einohagin lahasir, gam kein ika mishum lo'ig rash. So the problem, hoyel she'hameisim paturim min ha'mitzvahis. So then, even a place where it's the minigas, they don't take off the tzitzis, so one should not do it because it's mocking them. Ches lo'ig rash, haynu im ha'tzitzis magulim k'de'el. If you have your tzitzis exposed, then that's considered, so to speak, to be mocking them, that they can no longer do this mitzvah. Reminds me of the famous story on the Vilna Gaon on his deathbed, was holding his tzitzis and crying, saying, for a few small coins, you can get eternity. We have to recognize, be machshiv, the preciousness of every single mitzvah that we do. Okay, beginning now, Simon Chaf Dalid. Aleph says, im ein adam loyvesh talis bas arba knofois, ein chayv betzitzis. If you're not wearing a four-corner garment, we explained many times, you're not chayv in the tzitzis. V'tov v'nochem liyos kol adam zokir lilboish talis katan kol hayom kadesh yizkar hamitzvah b'chol rega. It's proper for a person to be careful and put on a talis katan of dal namos in order they can have the mitzvahs at all times. V'yalkein yesh bo chamisha kishorim k'neged chamisha chum shi'torah. We have the five knots corresponding to the five books of the Torah. We'll just throw it out there that the Gemara in Shabbos says there's really seven books in the Torah because we divide up v'haya im shom. We divide up v'hi bin soa haron into a separate sefer, but okay, pashtus, that's why it's called a chumash, because they are chamishi chum shi'torah. Back to our story, v'arba k'novan. We have the four edges, shekol tzad, sheifne yizkor, because wherever you turn, you're going to remember. You're going to remember Hashem, remember the mitzvos. V'nochon el sho al hamalbushim, it's proper to wear that over your clothing. L'fachos yizar shiyeh lavush tzitzis b'shasa tefillah. And at least one should have the wearing tzitzis at the time they are davening. Says the Mishnah Berurah now in Aleph, a famous, famous Mishnah Berurah. Aleph, Kadesh Yizkor, you remind yourself. Dugma Ladov, I'll give you an example. In modern Hebrew, Dugma is like a model. But I'll give you a model, something to think about. Ka'odam Hamazir, L'chaveiro al inyan echad. You're reminding your friend about something that's important. Shekosher kesher ba'izoro kadesh yizkorenum. From the Torah, that you'll tie yourself a string, a knot around your finger, something on your belt. You'll pick a reminder for yourself. I know some people put their watch on their opposite arm before they count Sfiras HaOmer, so they'll have something to remind them to do it, right? So that's what it is. The tzitzis are our reminder. Beis al hamabushim, on the garments, ayin le'el simen ches, b'mishnah berurah mash, kasav nusham. So in Sif Katin Chaf Hei, it says that the talis katan should be underneath the begging. Gimel, b'shasa tefilish, one should at least be wearing it at the time of their davening. What is the davening? Kriya Shema, Ukriya Shema. He adds on Kriya Shema. Tefillah here means Shemona Esra, but he adds on the Shema as well. The Isa b'zohar, b'harshas shlach lecho. The Hakore Kriya Shema b'li tzitzis. If a person would be saying the paragraphs of Shema not wearing tzitzis at that time, it made Eidah Sheker b'atzmo. They are testifying falsely on themselves. Shakore parshas tzitzis v'ein mekayim hakro. Because you're talking about it, but you're not doing it. You're not you're talking the talk, you're not walking the walk. It's not good what a lot of people do. They don't wear a talis gadol when they're traveling, when they're davening. Now again, in the times of the Mishnah Berurah, we've seen throughout these simonim that they were highly questionable if they were made correctly according to halacha. So he's not happy with the talis katan. They're not made kedin. Bechol pratav, with all of its details, she a roy levarichal, and you can't make a brach on it because there's something wrong with your talis katan. Not, again, does not necessarily apply nowadays. Vegam hu yoshein bo b'lai, you slept in at nighttime. Ayin le'el simen ches sif tezayin b'mishnah berurah. Over there, where he explains, Nadirshu brings here number 3. Kevin sheyesh soyim shebeged yom b'layla chay b'tzitzis im kein l'daitam ein halayla choshu kehefsek b'kiyim hamitzvah. Therefore, it's not considered to be any interruption. V'al kein, therefore, b'sapeg ein levarich al hatalas katam aboyker. You can't make a bracha on it in the morning. Yesh potro b'birchas hatalas shagodol. You're going to be pottering with your talas gadol, but you're not wearing a talas gadol in this case. So therefore, now it's not a good situation the person put themselves into by not wearing the talas gadol when they are traveling. Good. Beis. Mitzvah lechos atitzis biyad smolis. There's a mitzvah to hold the tzitzis in your left hand, kineged libo, corresponding to your heart. Peshas kriyashma, when you're saying the Shema. Remez ledavra, and the hint for this is, v'hayu ha-devrim ha-eile al levavecho. They should be on your heart. Al can be next to. Says the Mishnah Berurah Dalit, biyad smolis. You should hold it between your ring and your pinky finger. And when you get to the parshas tzitzis, then you also take them now in your right hand as well. You stare at them. You hold them until the entire time in the bracha after the kriya shema. Then you give a kiss. And then you let go of them. In the Dirshu, they bring here the minhag about kissing the tzitzis. Because of kitzah shulchan orach, shehu b'shah she'aymer re'isim oso, sha'az noisnan al ha'inayim, mistakel b'hem. Gam b'chol pam she'aymer tevas tzitzis, chen kosov hakaf achayim, v'chen ha'inoheg, the stipler, the nashik b'chol pam she'nizkar tzitzis v'emes. Put them down. And the gra would not kiss them at all. At the end of the Adusha footnote 5, it just says Hagon Ramosha Feinstein, Zatzal Haya Menashik Rak Akar Mios Emes Uvekayemes. Right? He would kiss them only at the end. Okay. Now we are up to Sifkatin Hey. Right, al vavecha. This is the remez in the pasuk. You should hold them in your left hand up to, by your heart. V'halev hu b'smol. Your heart is on the left side of your body. V'mitzvah zu matzil adam in achet. This mitzvah of tzitzis can save a person from sinning. D'chsiv v'loy sasuru, not to stray after. L'man tizkor, and you will remember. V'isem kedoshim, you'll be holy. V'after chol sh'ar mitzvahs ein b'hem zoysa segula. Right. That all the other mitzvahs don't have lahatzim yitzahara, but tzitzis olif. Somehow tzitzis has a segula, a protective power to it. Kideisa beuvda de menachos, as the Gemara talks about, the man was about to do an avera, and the tzitzis came and smacked him in the face. Raisa be'olam echad. Okay, tells the story over there as to how the tzitzis were able to save him from inappropriate thoughts and inappropriate actions. Gimel says the Mechaber, toiv lehistaka betzitzis b'shas atifa. It's good to look at your tzitzis when you are putting them on and you make the bracha. Kishimavarech shema reisim oso zechartem di reiya mevili de zechira. By looking at them, that's going to bring you to remember them. Zechir mevili de maisa, and by remembering, that's going to cause you to actually act. Excuse me. In the Dirshu 6, it says l'dasa smak v'achereidim. Hare zu mitzvahs ase min haTorah. This is a din d'oraisa. Ubir ha'charedim sham. Shelomdim mitzvahs ase zu min haksab. The Kosovo says, Re'isim oso zechartem, Shere'im may be the day zechira, Zechiri may be the day maisa, Vechin huva besidr hagro, Visod hashor shra havoda, Kosov kain bedas rashi v'nochos, Vechin kosov b'shem rechaim vital, Veshut igris moshe, Kosov shekain mashme beramah la'el. So we saw earlier, Shekosov shekotin hayadei lehis atef, once a child knows how to wrap themselves in the tzitzis, choyv lechancho betzitzis, right? And when we have an obligation of chinuch to put tzitzis on him, b'shah shiyodeyla choz es tzitzis b'zman kriyashma, the time he knows how to hold them by shma. U'muchach, and then you see from here, shehistaklus hi chelik mehamitzvah, that looking at the tzitzis is part of the actual mitzvah itself. She'im lon kein, you don't say like this, lo hay misharim bo. That wouldn't be the criteria you need to meet, but from the fact, you see that when a kid knows how to do that, that's when he is, so you see that's a chelik of the mitzvah itself. Okay, last one for today is Dalid. Says the Mechaber, Yeshno Hagin Lehistaka Betitzis Kishemagim Lerisim Oso, Velitin Osam Al Heinayim, put them on your eyes. Vaminag Yafihu, this is a beautiful minhug. Vechibuve Mitzvah, it's cherishing your the mitzvah. Hagah, Gam Nohagin Kitsas Lenashek Atitzis Beshaz Sheroe Bom, you kiss them. Vahako, Hu Chibuv Mitzvah, and everything is to show how precious the mitzvahs are to this. Says the Mishnah Bura in Sifkatan Zion, Al Hainayim, Nimsa, Beshema Kadmonim, you have in earlier sages, Shekol Hamavir Titzis Al Einav, Kishakori Parshas Titzis, anybody who passes the tzitzis over their eyes where they're saying this parsha, Yehi Muftach Shelo Yavo Lidei Simu Einayim, it's a segula, you won't be blind, Chas V'Sham. Vahasuma, what does a blind person do? Yeshlo Lechos Titzis Biyada B'Shas Kriyashma. He should still hold the tzitzis in his hand when saying Shema. Afapi shenemar, it says Reisim Oso. You'll see it. Kevin sheyeshno bereiya etzel achirim. Others will see it. And that's why he should hold it himself. Aval havir hatzitzis al einav lo, but not to pass them over his eyes. To mechzik chuchi veit. It looks like you're making a joke out of this whole thing. Okay, that concludes today's shir. We'll pick it up in Mitzvah Shem with Sif Hey.